for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Right, P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, November the 29th, 2019. Deborah Bales is the speaker of the service teaching on matters of the heart.
Do you love the Lord?
Amen.
Amen. It's good to be here.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's good to be here this morning, and I do appreciate the opportunity to share the word of the Lord. And this morning, I want to talk a few minutes about matters of the heart.
Amen.
How many of you know that your heart muscle is very important? Without it, you won't live. Yeah, I see some hands that they raise their hand. Good. That's right. Right? Your heart is one of the most important muscles in your body because it pumps blood all throughout your body. And I found something out about the heart a few weeks ago, Brother Merle, as I was with my brother. His heart was weak and not able to push the blood through the body. So the lower part of his body became deficient because there wasn't proper blood flow. And when we don't have the right blood flowing, we can really get in trouble. In the church, amongst the body of Christ, amongst us as believers, if we're not loving right, forgiving right, we could have some problems. But when we think about matters of the heart, it's close. That's what we're going to talk about. I'm going to just give you a few terms of this today. This whole message actually, I wrote a book, and it was birthed actually out of a prayer focus that I did last year. And I didn't know that I was going to write about it, but over the last month, we've dealt a lot with the heart. I've had to meet some people that I haven't seen in a long time, a couple of people that it's been years, and I didn't know how that was going to go, Brother Merle, I'll be honest with you. You know, sometimes when things don't go right and you have to run back into people again, can we talk?
Amen.
Sometimes you don't know how you're going to act.
Yep.
You don't know if you're going to smile. Be happy. Be sad. Come on now. But I can tell you that with these encounters, it proves that God is doing the work. Y'all better go with me. Come on. You know, Jerry, all of these deliverances is meaning something to me. Every time we get before God and we say, Lord, I need you to do something in me. I really need you to take me to another dimension in you. It deals with your heart. Come on, Jerry. Because if your heart is not in it, you're just going to go through some motions. If you really don't love someone, it will show. It won't take long. Come on now. If you really, really, really love somebody, you're going to know it. If you really care, you're going to know it. If you're really sincere, it will show. You can only fake for so long. But I'm so glad to know that the Lord loves us enough to challenge us after a while, to see what's in our heart.
Yes, yes.
Everybody may not like you. They may not appreciate you. They may talk about you. They may all these things. But it doesn't matter what people do to you. It's how you react to what they do to you. Glory to God. It's not. Oh, my God. It's not the stones that are thrown at you. It's what you do with the stone when you get it. You throw it back. Do you make sure that your target, that your shot, is in your sight so that you can throw it back? Come on now. Are you determined to get even when someone gets even with you? We're talking about matters of the heart, because when it comes down to death, that's final. As I watched just a couple weeks ago, as my brother was about to take his journey, he had told different ones that, you know, just in case the Lord decides to take me, I am ready to go. I'm ready to go. He just began to tell his wife different things about things that he had done, and he was preparing to write a book. He said, now I believe you are going to have to be the one to finish this, because I'm getting ready to go. My God, today. And she didn't really want to hear what he had to say, but it came true because he left. But his heart had to be right. In order to cross over, you got to know before you go that you're ready. You can't wait. Sometimes people don't get a chance to say, I'm sorry. They don't get a chance to say, if I could just make my heart right. Come on. But now we have an opportunity to make sure that everything is all right. And as I thought about this lesson, I said, God, you're really speaking to the church to get it right.
Amen.
So many times, Brother Merle, we kill our own, and we wound our own, and we throw stones at our own, and then we smile like everything is all right. Y'all better go with me. You know it's true, because we in the church are guilty of this. We must get it right. We must make sure that our heart is right. So I'm going to talk about, I believe, just about 9 of these. It's 31, but I'm only going to do about 9. I won't let you sit here while I do all 31. Is that okay? But just about 9 of these we're going to talk about today, because, beloved, if you don't know anything else, know that God loves you. And this is deliverance, because if your heart ain't right, your body ain't going to be right.
That's right.
I don't care how you throw up your hands and how you say hallelujah, how you shout, jump. You can run to the back, touch the wall, come back to the front, jump around, do some jumping jacks, and get down on the altar and pray, get back up again, walk back to the back, come back to the front. If your heart ain't right, I don't care how many theatrics we have, and we got a lot of them. I learned that if my heart ain't right, I can fool you, but I cannot fool God. So number one, we must have a heart of love. Now, as I thought about this, Jerry, a couple weeks ago I was challenged with something that hit me pretty hard. And I didn't quite know how to handle it. But the first thing I said was, you must forgive. You must love them. I couldn't even think about it. You understand? I could not contemplate anything else but love. Heart of love gives without fear or reservation. A heart that love serves is kind, good, merciful, and sincere. A heart that loves freely forgives and does not keep track of wrongs or injustices. A heart of love freely gives all. Now, 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 13 is known as a chapter that talks about love. For example, let me just read a few of these scriptures here. It says that charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not, doesn't vaunt itself, and is not puffed up. That means you're not proud. Does not behave itself unseemly. In other words, if I'm dealt a raw deal, I don't turn around and deal a raw deal back. Come on. You know, if you're talking to that creditor, you don't get smart with them because you're on the phone with them and they can't see you. You don't snap and bite. Come on now. Maybe you've never done that before. I've had to ask forgiveness for snapping at people that ain't got no business snapping at them. They didn't do it. Come on, they're not the reason I don't have enough money.
That's
come
right.
on.
That's right.
They're not the reason you didn't pay your bills. Come on, they just calling you because it's their job.
Right.
We don't have a right to snap and bite. Come on. So you don't act unseemly. Thinketh not her own, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. You can't even think bad. True love will cause your thoughts to change. God's love will get down in there and say, you can't think that. What are you doing? Well, ain't nobody seeing me, but I see you. You know God sees everything you do. Everything you do, every thought you have, every premeditated thought. My God, today. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost sees it. In love, it says, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. God's love doesn't think bad or rejoice because someone else takes a fall that you've been waiting on them to do. Come on. You don't rejoice. Bears all things. Believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Finally, charity never faileth. That means God's love will never fail, will never fall short. Whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Verse 13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love. I'm learning the importance of walking in the love of God for real. We must trust God with our whole heart. And when you do this, you will not be disappointed. Number two, a heart that is sincere. Now, I spoke a little bit about this earlier on my broadcast, but Joseph was a man that had to learn what it was to be sincere when he found himself in the pit, and then he found himself as a servant in Potiphar's house, and then he had to go to prison. So he went low three times before he got the right coat. I wish I had time to preach that. You know, he did have a coat of many colors that his father gave him, that his brothers hated. Well, that got doused. And then he got another coat that was given by his servant, but he had to leave that one because of the man's wife. So that wasn't his coat. He had to earn the coat he got. But when he got the right one, nobody could take it from him because God was the one that elevated him. Hallelujah. When the Lord elevates you, nobody can take you from that position but you. Come on now. When he gives you something, brother, the Bible says the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and it doesn't add any sorrow. Hallelujah. So when God restores, as he said he would do, said he would restore with the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and Eden. The Lord promised to do that. He knows how to give back. Like Job. Job lost everything he had. And it was a test. It was a test that God orchestrated. Isn't that something that some things we go through, we think, the devil did it. I'm going through warfare. It ain't no warfare. Devil don't do everything, y'all. Come on now. He don't. There's some things you have to go through. There's some things that's ordained by God for you to make you.
He's trying to get your attention.
There you go.
That's exactly where it shows.
And you know what else to add to that? Sometimes it's through these things that we find out what's in us that should not be there. Glory to God. But if he did not take you to the test, you would not know what's in you. And if it's there and he doesn't want it there, you'll stay there till it gets out. You're having difficulties with the boss or with the co-worker, and you know, you go to work on Monday and everything is fine, but by Friday you're ready to throw the job away. Glory to God. God said, no, you're going to go back again because of some things you must learn. My God, today. I stayed on the job for 2 years one time. And the whole 2 years, it was terrible. It wasn't them, it was me that was the problem. I finally saw that. Hey, it ain't her, it's me. I'm the one with the attitude. I'm the one mad all the time. I'm the one depressed. I'm the one low. Come on here. One day I had to realize, wait a minute, Lord, if you don't do something with me, I don't know what I will do. My heart was wrong. All of these things I'm telling you, I had to learn and still learning to be sincere. What does that mean? Be honest. If you're honest and you're sincere, God can help you. And I believe Joseph learned what it meant to be sincere, because when it all came back around and his brothers came to him for food, he could have rejected them. He said, no, I'll serve everybody but them. But he didn't do that. God touched his heart and let him know, this is why I led you down here. You didn't understand what I was doing. That I was not only making a way for you, but I was making a way for my people. I was making a way of escape. Glory to God. And when they moved to Goshen, they were blessed because the hand of God was on their life. I'm telling you, when God's hand is on your life, he will bless you in front of your enemies. Come on. Hallelujah. But you must keep a sincere heart. God has a plan for your life. So keep sincere in all you do. This will ensure that you remain pure and clean. Number three, a heart that remembers. And let me give you a scripture for the last one. If you need to do a good Bible study, read Genesis chapter 27, I'm sorry, Genesis 37 through 50. And that'll give you a good picture of Joseph. Genesis chapters 37 through 50. Okay? Number three, a heart that remembers. Psalm 78 and 35. Let me read that first. Psalms 78, 35. Hallelujah. It says, and they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their redeemer. And I'm thankful to know that when you rest on the Lord, it's a sure foundation, and that foundation won't roll, won't shake, won't crumble. But if your foundation is on what they say, sand, when the rains come, what happens to sand? It dissipates, it washes away. So our foundation has got to be on the Lord. So a heart that remembers applies discretion, wisdom, and knowledge. A heart that remembers appreciates the small things. Oftentimes, when we think of memories, we oftentimes think of things that may not be so pleasant, may not be so kind, may not be so good. You could be smiling right this minute, and memory come to you, and you get to frowning, and people, what's wrong with you? Oh, nothing. What do you mean nothing? Nothing. Come on, somebody. You mad? You want to throw the dog out? You want to kick the cat? Come on. All because of a memory. But what do we do with those things? Take them to the Lord. Because if he brings it up, he want to take it out, pull it out. A heart that remembers, appreciates the small things, shows gratitude, and remains connected to healthy streams. Now, this is very important. I can't go into all this, but you're connected to some unhealthiness, no matter what it is. You recognize that that thing is unhealthy. You don't want to become unhealthy. You got to disconnect. You got to let it go. And sometimes friendships, relationships are unhealthy. Okay, leave it there. A heart that remembers will give to the one who may need to see and experience God's love through you. So listen, we must remember what God has and continues to do for us. Remember that God is watching over his word for you. We told someone, I think, this morning that the word of God is what we need. One of the things that I'm learning, Patty, in reference to healing, is the more word I get, more healing I receive. God's word is medicine. God's word is a medicine. And if you take it like a prescription, it will heal your life. It'll change you. It'll change your thinking. It'll change the way you act. It will change your attitude. Come on now. Put all these things together. God's word. His word is life. His word is light. His word is hope. His word justifies. And he frees us by his word. It ain't in there. It's not here. I don't think I have to go on it. Many things being taught today that appear to be from God's word. But when you go to find it, it's not there. So where's the substance? Because God listens for his word. He told us to put us in remembrance of it. And when we do that, he's listening for it. So we learn to walk by His word. It's light. It's hope. It's help for us. Glory to God. Remember, hallelujah, His word. He's watching over it concerning us. I'm going to challenge you to do something special for someone that will show that you truly do remember. In other words, just a little thing. Just ask the Lord about it. Lord, give me something special to do for my friend, my daughter, my son, my spouse, if you're married. Just something special. Something just for them. You know, I was home this summer and I spent time with all of my grandchildren. I spent time with Jeremiah a lot. So the other three, I don't get to see them. But I determined this time, I said, I'm going to take each of them out one by one, by themselves, in a whole day. So I took my one little grandson out and he gets in the car. And he wasn't in the car 5 minutes. He started talking. Jerry, he started telling me things that was bothering him. He wanted change. I said, well, tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pray about that. We're going to ask the Lord to fix it. And God did. Now, also, each of them, I promised to take them to the store and pick out whatever you want. Well, this particular grandson, it took him a while. Some kids, you know, you think you just get a little toy and... It took Delonte a while, but we finally found him an airplane. And it had little people in it, and a little car, and looked like he could just, you know, pick it up and carry it around. And that was the best toy for him. I took the next grandson out, and I took the granddaughter out. And we were at a store the other day, well, this was a few months ago, went to the store, and I went in there, I said, I done bought them something, right? I'm going to buy me something now. I'm going to go buy me a book because I love books. So let me just run in this store, get me a book. How come I came out with Delonte found a Bible and Juliana found a bike? I'm like, I didn't come in here for all of this. But it's the little things that you do that they will remember. They'll remember it. Meemaw took us to the store. I saw this bike. I saw this Bible in there. I saw it. And then we'll remember. That's all I'm saying. A heart that remembers. Come on now. So many times, and I know this is a deliverance camp, and we're here to get delivered. Right? But you got to have your heart right.
That's right.
Because you do all this praying, and please don't take me wrong. Because I will pray up here with you all day if it takes that. But if your heart ain't in it, come on. And we prayed with people before, and their heart wasn't right. They went through the motions, and they went home the same.
Yes.
It's my prayer that our heart is changed.
Yes.
And when we leave this time, we go back another way. We go back strengthened. We go back encouraged. Come on. We go back edified. Come on. To go to the next, because there is a next. For me and for you. All right, let's move. A heart that forgives, number four. A heart, and we hear a lot about forgiveness. Like I said, I had some things happen. And first thing, Jerry, thank God for you. Every time I see you, I thank God for you because, you know, it just reiterates the fact that we must forgive and we must do it quickly. Don't hold on to stuff. A heart that forgives does not keep track of wrongs. Okay? You don't keep a list. Can't do it. Well, you don't understand what boo-boo did to me. Maybe I don't. But if you want to be free, you have to let what boo-boo did go. You can't keep it. A heart that forgives will release those that have hurt or offended quickly. Quickly. And you can't do it. There is something out. Sometimes we have to literally walk through these things before we speak it, Jerry. I literally had to walk this just recently. Will I really forgive quick? I have no choice. You have no choice. Some of you may be in bondage right now because you are holding things in your heart against other people. And it will become a stumbling block. You won't be able to go any further until you get it right. Okay. Jesus stated this in his word, that if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you. There's no way. In order to walk in freedom, you must be willing to forgive totally. Okay? A heart that forgives is one that is truly free, pure, and clean. The Word of God will help to clean us up in this area. Jesus said that we're clean through the Word that He speaks to us. So when the Word of God is presented, it's presented to bring life. It is presented to bring freedom. Okay? And wholeness. Many times people may do things to you, and it may be a travesty. But they have no idea what they're doing. There is power in forgiveness. The power you have is the ability to release, move forward, walk free, stay free because of the work that Jesus has done for you. Okay? So we must allow the Lord to explore the areas in our lives that may be held up due to unforgiveness. Let go of those issues that have held you in bondage. Follow the example that Jesus gave. The power of forgiveness will keep you free, and it will keep the swinging door of the enemy jammed. So he won't be able to swing in and out of your life when you walk in forgiveness. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15 says this. Matthew 6. Glory to God. It says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." It's plain. Hallelujah. Okay. Number 5. A heart that is wise. A heart that is wise will cause you to think before reacting to situations that may cause you trouble. How many of us think before we don't? Okay, good. You can do that. Okay, I don't always. Gets me in trouble. Learning to stop, then don't just talk. You know how sometimes we women want to get the last word here? Nobody in here does that, right? No, nobody wants the last word. I've been guilty of that. But sometimes you gotta just stop and think. Just hold up a minute to wait before I say what I'm gonna say. Is this what I need to say? Wisdom will say, wait a minute, think about it. Because once you say it, you can't take it back.
That's right.
A heart that is wise will look to the Lord for guidance, direction, instruction, and knowledge. You know, I do a lot of emails, and people email me a lot, and there's some situations going on, and I had to respond. I had been one that would just want to just go ahead, type the answer, get it done, and I'm done. But I'm learning, wait a minute. Don't do that. Have you ever written an email and you know you really shouldn't send it? You write it out. You read it. You should. Think about it. Don't think I need to send that.
Daddy?
Okay, I've done that before. But I said what I needed to say, and I erased it. So, well, I don't need to tell them that. But Lord, I needed to get it out. Think before you act. Be wise with your words. Be kind with your words. Because you can strike and hurt someone that could really wound them. They may never be healed because of what you said. Okay. So again, a heart that's wise will look to the Lord for guidance, direction, instruction, and knowledge. A heart that is wise will apply discretion, will learn to be slow to speak, quick to hear, and always ready to heed the voice of the Lord. A heart that is wise will teach others to walk worthy of their vocation and press forward in order to reach their goal. Okay? So what we must do, and if you want to read the scripture, is Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 22. Okay? Seek the Lord and apply His wisdom to your heart. As you do this, He will perfect those things that concern you. That means He will bring you to completion, to maturity, and a whole state in Him. So abide in His wisdom, and He will cause you to flourish in all that you put your hands to. Wisdom will help you succeed. All right, number 6. A heart of integrity. Okay.
Heart of integrity. I like this.
The Bible talks about integrity in Psalms chapter 26, verses 1 through 12. The word integrity means to be complete, full, whole, sound, innocent, and perfect. So let me read Psalm 26 and 1. Psalm 26 and 1. Okay. It says, judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. So a heart of integrity will allow the Lord to search or try you according to Psalm 26 and 2. It says this, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart. So when things are not right, allow the Lord to put you to the test to ensure you maintain your integrity. Now, have you ever asked the Lord to test you? No. That's what the word says. It says, examine me. I've never asked the Lord to test me. Come on, scholars. You want to know what's in you, right, brother? Come on, man. Come on, man. Come on. No, we don't ask God that. But when you do, He knows what's there. Yeah. Try my reins. Try me, God. And do you know God knew what was in Job? He really did. That's why He said, okay, you can do that. He didn't think about it. You can take everything from it. Go ahead. Do it. Now, even though Job kind of went through a little up and downness, but he didn't leave God. He did not curse God, nor did he charge God. He knows what's in you. Hallelujah. So when things are not right, allow the Lord, again, to put you to the test to ensure that you maintain your integrity. A heart of integrity remembers God's love. So Psalm 26, 3 through 5, it says this, "For thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissimulars." In other words, I'm not going to go in with those that are talking crazy and acting foolish, and I'm not doing that. I'm not with vain, empty people. Come on. Mm-hmm. He said, "I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked." David's talking here. So, my integrity is too important. What about your integrity? You got to know that when you're walking right with God, there may be some people, again, you got to pull away from. I ain't going there. Come on now. You want to maintain your walk with God. And you can do it. Because the word says it. Gives us how to walk. It gives us how to talk. It gives us how to act. Come on now. It gives us how to react. Even when the enemy raises his head, you don't have to act like him. I don't have to act unseemly. Thank you, Jesus. Remember God's love towards you. Remember when you have walked upright before God, listen, you can remind him of his word and he will hear you. When you know you've done what God told you, you search yourself. "Well, Lord, I've asked people to forgive me. I did everything. You ain't showed me this and that. So I have a right to ask you." Come on now. Don't you know that that's your part of the covenant? When you know that you are in there with God and you can know that. Now, this is not a pride thing. It ain't just taking things for granted. But when you know, you dotted the I's, you crossed the T's, "Okay, Lord, here I am. Now I'm asking you to help." A heart of integrity will allow cleansing and will be placed on the altar according to Psalm 26, 6 and 7. That it says this, "I will wash my hands in innocency. So will I compass thine altar, O Lord, that I may publish with a voice of thanksgiving and tell of all thy wondrous works." I'm telling you, when you get in a trial, you're going to know what's in you. When you get in a tight, you'll know what's in you. If the word comes out, you done put it in. But if something else come out, words that you shouldn't be saying. Okay. I look at Brother Randy. Brother Randy's right there. If what's in me is healthy, then I'm not spewing out curse words. No, I'm not. Come on now. What benefit will that give me? What's in you when you, Jerry, who said about button pushers? Pushing the wrong button. Cause, you know, somebody know how to put that hot, push that hot red button. I think the president got one on his desk. That if he pushed that button, World War V will come off. Come on. And we don't want that. So we don't want the wrong button pushed. But if it's pushed, how will you react to it? What's in you? Come on. Go come out. This is why when we come to these camps right here, get the mess out. Just get it out. And when in doubt, you cast it out anyway. You know, I told this to someone not long ago. I said, you know, and if it's a prayer, and I done prayed the prayer 15,000 times. I'm just using that as an example. And just in case something got missed.
That's right.
Come on. Just in case. Let me pray it again. I'll go back again. I'll repent again. Come on, somebody. Because we want to be right with him.
Yes.
Amen. It's not about us now. It's not about you all. When it comes down to it, it's right here. Right? because if I get right this way, I think. But my relationship with God got to be right. Because I definitely want to love you. Come on. So I got to love him, and then I got to listen to what he says. And not only listen to what he says, heed what he says. Pay attention to what he says. And do what he says. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So listen. A heart of integrity will be committed to walk with the Lord. According to the final scriptures in Psalm 26, 8 through 12, it says, Lord, I have loved thy habitation, the habitation of thy house, the place where your honor dwells. Gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men, in whose hands is mischief, and their right hand is full of bribes. But as for me, I will walk in my strength. Redeem me, and be merciful. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. So we are encouraged today to walk in integrity. Even when things hit you that causes pain, allow the Lord to minister to you in the areas that no one knows about. Be honest before him and watch him move for you. Because when we're honest, God can help us. You know, as I said, said this a little bit earlier, you know, we lost a family member, and this particular family member is very close to my heart. And I said, oh my goodness, Lord, okay, what to do? You got to help me through this. How many of you know when you're honest about how you feel, the Lord will help you? He's so faithful. He's so kind. He's so good. Be honest about where you are. And I'll be honest with you all. I love coming here, you know that. But this was a struggle this time. Jerry, part of me wanted to stay home. I just, you know, didn't know that I wanted to be around people. But I knew that that wasn't the best for me. To come out of it and to go through, you keep going. Don't bury yourself in the sand. You only have 30 days to grieve anyway. So why am I going to spend 2 weeks by myself closed up? What are they going to do? What are they going to do? Make it worse. Come on out. Smile. Laugh. Have fun. Work a puzzle. Do something. Come on. You got to keep moving. Don't let what you're going through keep you down. Don't let what's happened in the past pull you back. What's back there? Nothing that can help you today. Come on. So when I think of these things, and I think of all this, I said, Lord, you know, you really know how to set stuff up so good for us. Because he knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But he has your tomorrow. Now, do you trust him to help you, to heal you? We're here to be healed. Come on, somebody. I'm not going home the way I came, Brother Lord. I'm not. I'm determined. I'm going home different. Going home refreshed. Got too much work to do. To feel sorry. To feel bad. I don't think, number one, I don't think my brother would appreciate it too much either. If you knew him, if you knew the kind of man he was, he'd be laughing right now, cracking jokes. So why am I going to be sad? Okay, anyway. Yeah, he cracked jokes about everything. I mean, my brother was a carpenter, and one time, one of the workers, the sheetrock fell on him, and all he saw was his backside. And when my brother went around and saw him just hanging there, He just bust out laughing. Now, I wonder, what you laughing for? He could be hurt. He just was that way. He laughed about everything. Well, don't you know, laughter do it like a medicine. Come on here. Amen. So ain't no time to be sad. I only share these things with you because as I walk through them, you know, it helps somebody. Somebody needs to hear it. Somebody is grieving. But I want to let you know, 30 days and you let it go. 30 days and you get rid of it. Come on. You don't want no excess baggage on your shoulders. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. Is God God enough to heal you? Yes, He is. Is He God enough to deliver you? Yes, He will. But you must give it over to Him. Some of you, glory to God, even got prayed this morning, but you're still holding on to it. So until you let it go, He can't take it. Get rid of it. There you go. Whatever that means, let it go. It's not worth it. So let me keep moving. Heart of pure. Heart that is pure. A heart that is pure. Yes. Number 7. It's a blessing to see one who is truly pure. A heart that is pure is one that is clear and clean with no contaminants. A heart that is pure seeks after God and has a desire to do and walk after Him. A heart that is pure has no hidden motives or agendas. When I first heard that statement, I was about 18, and someone had asked me to sing. And another person said, now make sure that you ain't got no hidden motives because you're singing. And I'm going, what that mean? They just asked me to sing. But you know what it did, Jerry? It got me to thinking. Do I have any hidden motives? What's my agenda? Why do I want to get up there and sing? And I really had to stop and think. Lord, this is for you. And if it's not for you, don't let me do it. But do you know what it did for me way back then? It put a good foundation to keep me pure. That everything we do, we must do it with a pure motive. No hidden agendas, no hidden motives, not to be seen. You understand what I'm saying? So God had to use that for me then. He's still using it now. Every platform, every door open, every time we have to do something for God, Lord, now wait a minute. Why am I doing this? You want me to do it? It's got to be His agenda, not mine. And so everything we do must be pure. A heart that is pure seeks to remain clean in order to be used by God in the fullest and most complete possible way. So as you seek after God, He will help you to maintain a pure heart. We must run after God. He will strengthen your heart and He will make you whole. So you may want to read Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 12. It talks about the Beatitudes. Beatitude. These are the attitudes we need in our life. Okay. The last one I'm going to do. A heart that is healthy. Heart that is healthy. This is a short word from the Lord, and then I'm going to pray. I'm done. You could write down these scriptures, though. 3 John, verse number 2. And Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. A heart that is healthy. The Lord says this, I desire that you prosper and walk in health. As you submit your heart to me, I will purify it, I will cleanse, and I will heal. Walk in my word and know that I will continue to lead, guide, and direct you by my spirit. I, the Lord, will watch over my word and I will cause you to walk in pure health as you surrender all to me. I will heal you of all past traumas, hurts, disappointments, and all that has hindered your progress. And many times things come our way to hinder us, to set us back, to set us aside, to throw us off. God knows how to get us back on track. He is so faithful to his word. So keep your eyes on me, the Lord says, and know that I will cause your health to spring forth speedily, says the Lord. So God wants us to maintain a healthy heart. Putting all these things, and it's just a few of them, a heart that loves, a heart that's sincere, a heart that remembers, a heart that forgives, a heart that is wise, a heart of integrity, a heart that's pure, but help us get a healthy heart. How many of you want to stay healthy, both spiritually and naturally? Come on. We got to maintain this. We can do this, Lily. We're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. The closer you get to God, the more he's going to get you. I've got to get closer to him. I still don't know him enough. Every time I'm in his presence, I don't want to leave. Don't want to leave there because of his goodness, because of his mercy. You know, intimacy with God, closeness with God, there's nothing like it. Nothing compares to it. When you really get to know God like that, nobody can even take the place. Because that place is only for God anyway. Yeah. You have family, yes. But there's a place in your heart that only belongs to God. And if you put anything else there, that becomes an idol. And he said, I have no idols. So he's not going to tolerate it. So neither should we. So your heart is big enough for everybody's in your world. But don't replace them. Don't replace God with them. Keep God where he needs to be in your life. In doing that, you'll get stronger in him. You'll grow closer to him. There's no better place to be, sis, than in God's presence. Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. Stand to your feet. We'll pray right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you today. We thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your precious people. Thank you, Lord, for this study. Thank you that you're teaching us on matters of the heart, what it means to truly love, to be kind and sincere, to not keep track of wrongs, not keep a tab on things that's done to us. We thank you, Lord, for sincerity today. We thank you that you teach us how to be honest and humble before you. You teach us, oh God, how to remember the good things, small things, hallelujah, and the importance of forgiving, laying everything on the altar. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for wisdom. We need wisdom. We need to walk in your wisdom, your discretion, your instruction. Father God, when we come before you and we ask you You said in your word that you wouldn't hold back. Hallelujah. Help us. Help us to run to you first, foremost, with all of our issues, all of our problems and troubles. We thank you for integrity, that you know that innocency comes from you, Father, and you know how to build it in us. We thank you for hearts that are pure, with no contaminants. We thank you, Father, that even the very muscle in our body needs to be healthy so that the blood can flow from head to toe and be pure and clean, without bacteria, without any septic issues. Oh, Father, we thank you today for washing us and cleansing us and making us whole. We thank you, Lord, that you know how to keep us healthy. Oh, Father God, help us to continue to run to you. Bring healing and deliverance in our lives. And Father God, if there's one that's bleeding, that's hurt, that's broken, that's weak, that's wounded, if there's a heart here today that's unforgiving, if there's a rejected heart, I pray, God, your healing today. That you will minister, that we will not leave here broken. And we would not leave here wounded, bleeding, bitter, weak, or rejected. But Father, that we would know that we can leave here whole because Jesus of what you've done for us already. We thank you. We praise you now. Continue to minister to everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Now, if anyone, you may want special prayer. We didn't do a deliverance prayer, but if you want prayer, we'll pray with you. If you want to come, we have workers that can help us. If anyone wants prayer, please come.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.